It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. We're also available 24/7 at the following locations. Our YouTube channel, also named Operation Freedom. Now, so far, we're still standing. That's actually, I have to give all the credit to Nick Ruiz, our IT director and our IT team, because what they do, you know, you see the YouTube and you think, oh, Dave just sat in front of the camera and talked for 20 minutes and that's how it goes. Look, before every one of those YouTube presentations, about 10 to 20 hours of research involved in one of those 30-minute presentations. Then what I do is I run that through our team and through Nick about what was said and how we said it. So they had already given me some guidance about what words or phraseology, if you will, to avoid so that the AI systems, if you will, in big tech won't take it down. Then I send it to them. They scrub the video, and then it goes up. And I think it's because of that process of why we've been able to stay afloat on YouTube. If they do take the channel down, we are always available at our other 24/7 location, which is DaveJanda.com, where we have all the extra content, our extra shows, WTF video format show of information I'm getting from my 30 years of working with people from behind the curtain of information you need to know from a freedom standpoint. We put that show up every Wednesday, Thursday, our Insider Insight show, of which my next guest has been a featured guest on our Insider Insight show, where we bring someone forward to speak about what's really happening behind the curtain. We also have our archives for all of our shows. All of our shows all the way back from this radio show for 10 years. Today, this is our 10-year anniversary. October 31st, actually, is the Sunday, the same Sunday as today, November 1st. But October 31st, 2010, we went live for the first time. We were told we would last maybe a month. The management was very supportive and said, oh, no, this is going to be a keeper. Linda Hughes and Theron Hughes were absolutely right. It has been a keeper. We broadcast every week now for 10 years, much to the chagrin of the deep state. And actually, to all those folks that were doomsayers and naysayers, that's a lesson in life for all of us, folks. There, anytime you try to do something different, you will always have somebody tell you, you can't do that. You won't be successful. It won't last. My suggestion is always look at your own analysis, your own reasons why you're doing something, and then go forward and don't listen to the doomsayers, those people that paint a dark winter like Joe Biden, huh? So we always look for the shining city on a hill. We saw that with Wham Talk 1600. We saw that with our radio show. Those archives are available for all of our subscribers for all 10 years, in addition to the archives for our WTF show and our Insider Insight show. Now, one brief thing. There are some ads that have been running on this show that are politically oriented. Now, look, none of us can control what ads are on, okay? And it is illegal for a radio station like Wham Talk 1600 to deny a political ad to be played. So, for example, Mary Kelly for Supreme Court, excellent choice. Those are great ads. Brett Stwertzel for Supreme Court, excellent ads. John James for Senate, excellent ads. There's this ad that's run a couple times on my show today. People are all bent out of shape. I'm getting all kinds of emails about, oh, there's a helicopter over so-and-so's and it's dirty money. Okay, every time you hear that commercial, just think of this. That helicopter is hovering over Joe Biden's house with all the dirty money, laundered money from China and from Ukraine and from Russia and from Romania and from Kazakhstan and from, oh, there's going to be some more coming out, by the way, Yemen, you name it, okay? So whenever you hear that commercial, just tune it out. You don't have to send me an email. Tune it out and just think of that helicopter over Joe Biden's one of his four palatial pads that he's been able to accumulate since he's left the vice presidency of the United States. So no more emails. I get it. Just visualize something else. One of the topics that we've focused over the past 10 years has been your financial and economic freedom and liberty. And my next guest is someone who has championed your financial and economic freedom and has taken a tremendous amount of heat from the deep state. His name is Bill Holter. Those of you not familiar, Bill has had a lengthy career in financial services. He retired in 2006, moved his family out of the United States. Good timing. He then returned in 2011 and currently makes his home in the great state of Texas. He joined Miles Franklin as an associate writer in 2012 and posted commentaries until early 2015. He is now working in collaboration with the great and iconic Jim Sinclair in helping educate and enlighten folks through Jim's site, JS Mindset, M-I-N-E-S-E-T, jsmindset.com. Bottom line, folks, Bill Holter is one of the best forensic economic analysts in the world. Bill, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Okay, Bill, you, as I mentioned, are based in the great state of Texas. And there are people even on Fox News saying, Texas is going to go blue. Texas is going to go Biden. Texas, Bill, what's it really going on the ground there? Because the internals I'm getting from the Trump folks, very positive for the president, very positive for a red wave. What's your take?
The only Biden support is going to be out of the cities. It's pure red in the rural areas. I mean, I'm looking at this, and I actually posted this, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. If you look at the NBA finals, if you look at the ratings, they crashed 67% after they put BLM on the floor and on their jerseys. And I look at that as that's people voting. That's people saying, you know, I don't want politics shoved down my throat. I'm out of here. I think that alone tells you the sentiment of, you know, Biden, the left, they've hooked themselves to BLM. And I think people don't appreciate that at all.
So, Bill, where do you see the election going in the next couple days as it relates from an economic standpoint? You know, there's been all these rumors out there. You know, we saw the stock market get hit at 1,900 points this week and then 400 and then up a couple hundred. And there are these rumors out there, oh, you're going to see a Black Monday event. You were going to see a down multiple thousand of points to try to adversely impact the election. And then what's your take on that?
I had heard that theory a month, 2 months ago, and thought it was plausible. At this point, it's too late. I mean, they could do whatever they want on Monday. It won't make any difference. As far as what I think is going to happen after the election, from a financial standpoint, I don't think it really matters who wins the election. The U.S. basically, I mean, the Treasury is broke. We're, what, over 110, 115% debt to GDP. And I've said this for the last few weeks now. This is going to go down. And my hope is it goes down under the rule of law as opposed to under the rule of their law.
So let's talk about precious metals. Many people said, hey, I thought with some instability here, we'd be seeing precious metals rising significantly. Why didn't we see a big bump up this week?
Well, we haven't seen any movement really in the last 5 or 6 weeks. I mean, gold and silver have pretty much been locked down. And we know in the past how that's been done. It's been done with paper contracts, with derivatives. And you probably won't want to hear this, but going back to the 1987 crash, they created the slang is the PPT, the Plunge Protection Team. It's the working group, the president's working group on financial markets. Mm-hmm. And they are able to step up and buy stocks. They're able to buy bonds. They're also able to sell COMEX futures. And if we had gold running.
Hey, Bill, check your connection. You started to phase out.
Okay. Is that better?
Well, now you're good. Now you're good.
Okay. If we had gold at, say, 2,500, 2,700, or even 3,000 handle, that would be forecasting instability. It would be proof of more weakness in the U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. And the part you're not going to want to hear about is the PPT, the Working Group in Financial Markets, is controlled by the president and by the Treasury Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And I have little doubt that they've been sitting on gold, because a rise in gold price at this price, or at this point, would not be Trump-friendly, so to speak. You know, would not be incumbent-friendly.
So many people are anticipating there's going to be significant rioting and looting after the event, which is interesting because those are the same people that are predicting a Biden landslide.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They're also predicting there's going to be rioting. And so that really doesn't quite jive. I mean, if Biden, their deep state puppet's going to win, one would think it would be partying in the streets and no rioting. So there's this theory that there's going to be rioting in the streets and looting, and it would potentially affect supply chains. What's your take on that philosophy?
I think there's going to be rioting no matter who wins. I personally believe that Trump is going to do far better than what the polls have said. I think it's, if not a landslide, it will approach a landslide. And when the Trump win, yes, you certainly will see rioting right away. I could have even envisioned rioting if Biden wins, but not from the right. The rioting would basically be early Christmas shopping. When I say early Christmas shopping, I'm saying going in, looting stores, and you know, you got your Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, very similar to what we saw this past week in Philadelphia.
Right.
Yeah, there was one guy, one quote, peaceful protester showed up with a dolly and was taken out a washing machine. I mean, that's a real statement for, right?
Yeah, you show up to a protest with a dolly.
So Bill, tell us where you see the precious metals market over the next 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months, I think, certainly higher. Anything more than 6 months, we're headed into a hyperinflationary event. We're headed into an event where the confidence in the dollar is going to evaporate, and it's not that gold goes up or down. It's the value of the dollar. It's the perception of the value of the dollar that goes up and down. An ounce of gold today was an ounce of gold a year ago, 10 years ago, 100 years ago. It's that same ounce of gold. What changes is the value and the perception of the value of the currency that you're measuring gold in. And I just, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, they have no choice other than to borrow more, print more. That dilutes the dollar, and confidence will break. And when confidence breaks, you could see huge numbers in the price of gold and silver.
And maybe this is why, Bill, there have been some banksters out there talking about the benefit of having precious metals such as silver and gold. This from Tim Treadgold from Forbes. Headline, Silver Shines, says Citi, tipping a 60% price rise for starters. Citi, which has a well-connected resources research team, has put its neck on the silver block, okay, in an advisory note with a tip that the price of the metal will rise to $40 an ounce. Citi's case for silver is based on growing demand from investors who see silver as a chief entry point into the world of precious metals dominated by gold with a bonus of strong industrial demand. But the bank doesn't stop at a 60% silver rally. It also argues that there's a technical case for silver doubling to $50 an ounce and potentially rising fourfold to $100 an ounce. This to me, Bill, and tell me if I'm wrong, is one of those told you so articles that they know what's coming. They want to put their flag in the ground so they can say, see, we told you. When in fact, they've been kind of, if you will, pushing the narrative that, well, precious metals are kind of a barbaric relic that they've been saying for the past 10 or 15 years. Your take?
I agree. I think they're getting out in front of something that they know is mathematically going to happen.
And then we had Jim Rickards, who does financial analysis this week, said silver could explode higher within weeks. He said that on the Daily Reckoning blog.
Yeah, I saw that headline. I have not read the article yet. I would say if it's a Biden victory and we head toward, you know, green this, green that, one of the greenest things in the world is silver. And, mm-hmm. I mean, just look at the use in solar, look at the medicinal uses. There are so many uses for silver. I think under a globalist run, new Green Deal, silver will go from, you know, the most undervalued asset on the planet to one of the biggest bubbles the world's ever seen.
So Ron Paul recently came out and said that the Fed, this is something you've actually been saying for decades, actually, even well before COVID, the Fed is far more lethal than COVID-19.
Absolutely. I agree with that. The Fed has created, after COVID came, well, even before, but the Federal Reserve, basically, the only tool they have is to print more money. And printing more money, the money has to go somewhere. And where does it go? It goes into stocks, bonds, real estate. It blows the bubble. It's blown the inequality, if you will, to a bigger gap than any time in history. So, yeah, the Fed is extremely dangerous. They create inequality. And in essence, what they've done is they've gone down the path of corporate socialism, if you will. Because think back to 2008, the great financial crisis. How many major firms should have gone under but didn't because they were saved by Fed largesse? And it's the same thing now. How many airlines should be out of business? How many hotels, casinos, cruise lines, you name it, should be out of business? And they're not. And that's the problem, is that the Fed, the Treasury, does not allow capitalism to work. Capitalism, you have upswings and downswings, and on the downswings, the debt, the bad debt, the malinvestment needs to be cleaned out. It's like a California forest. The underbrush needs to be cleaned out. And they haven't allowed that to happen since, call it really 1991, when they aborted that recession. They've aborted every single recession since the 82 recession.
So, Bill, in your introduction, and folks, we're speaking with Bill Holter. You can get more information. Jim and Bill have an outstanding subscription service at JS Mindset, MINESET, jsmindset.com. Bill, in your introduction, I mentioned that in 2006, you moved out of the United States and came back in 2011. Yep. And a number of people, when we did your last interview, said, hey, you know, you mentioned how Bill moved out of the country, then moved back. Great timing. He was ahead of the big fall down and implosion, financial implosion.
That is the reason back. We left the country.
Right,
we left the country. The country because they saw what I thought was proven correct to be a financial collapse coming.
Right. And then the question, and I know, check your connection again, because we're getting a lot of garbled.
Okay.
But the question that the listeners had is, why hasn't Bill moved out this time? Because it sounds like he thinks things could get even more dicey financially. Why is he still living in Texas?
Well, my Spanish got good enough by 2009, 10, early 11. To realize that when a financial collapse comes, if you have an accent, if you don't look like the locals, they believe any gringo is wealthy, is totally rich. It doesn't matter if they're only living on Social Security. And that's the reason we came back, believing that once the system does come down, gringos basically are going to be overrun. And there's home invasions that aren't reported. There's probably two home invasions in Costa Rica every day that don't get reported. Mm-hmm. So the thought process was to move back to Texas and be with and face this thing shoulder to shoulder with like-minded people. So I have no plans of leaving the country at this point.
Excellent. And we're all better off for that. Bill, what's the biggest mistake that you believe people are currently making from a financial freedom standpoint, economic freedom standpoint at this point?
I think the biggest mistake is that they look at their monthly statement and believe it's real. And when I say believe it's real, I mean, if you looked at your end of February statement and then you looked at your end of March statement, what, you were down 30-40%. And what happens when that continues and they can't save, they can't step in and save everything like they did with printed money again this time? You're basically, the values on your statements are not real. They're pumped up, they're credit induced. The whole thing has been pumped up via the use of credit, and at some point in time, and not too in a too distant future, at some point in time, you're going to see credit become impaired. The availability, in other words, of credit is going to become difficult, and you're going to see literally the system come down. We're already over 180 days late on real estate across the country. Well, really across the world. I mean, we have moratoriums on evictions, moratoriums on foreclosures. If those were not in place, you'd see the market right now down at least 50% from where it was at the high back in February. And I mean, look at what was that? There's a hotel up in Buffalo, New York, 500-room hotel that it turns out it's now valued at 20% of what the debt that they carry is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just for starters.
They can't survive. Yeah, they cannot survive.
So, Bill, in our last minute here, educate our listeners about your subscription service and the website and your work with the great Jim Sinclair.
Yeah, we have a free side and we have a subscription side. Just go to jsmindset.com. The free side, we post articles and charts and graphs. And on the subscription side, we do a couple subscription articles per week, and we do a weekly 1-hour recorded call, which I think that alone is worth the price of admission.
I actually agree with that 110%. I think it is a fantastic service you provide. The amount of information that you and Jim provide and insight is second to none. I thank you, Bill, and I thank Jim Sinclair as well for really laying your lives on the line, for telling people the truth of what they need to know, and it's not what the deep state wants them to hear. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda broadcasting from our ancillary freedom bunker with links to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor at WAM Talk 1600.